From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. There's more on the Henry Louis Gates Jr. story today, and it comes via audio tape. The Cambridge police today released the 911 calls about a possible break-in at Gates' home more than a week ago. The police hoped the move would ease suspicions about their handling of the matter, which ended with the arrest of Gates for disorderly conduct. The charges were dropped, but as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the debate goes on.
It turns out to be a pretty anticlimactic conversation for the call that was heard round the world.
911 lines, recorded with the exact location of your emergency.
Hi, I'm actually on Wood Street in Cambridge, and the house number is 17.
While some news reports have cited a white woman reporting two black men, it was actually a woman of Portuguese descent who did not initially mention race when she told police she saw, quote, two gentlemen barging their way into the front door of a house.
I don't know if they live there and they just had a hard time with their key, but I did notice that they kind of used their shoulder to try to barge in, and they got in.
The dispatcher asked if the men were still in the house and then for a description.
One black or Hispanic?
Well, there were two larger men. One looked kind of Hispanic, but I'm not really sure. And the other one entered, and I didn't see what he looked like at all.
Respond to 17 Weir Street for a possible beating in progress.
A police dispatcher then put out a call about a possible breaking and entering in progress. And just about a minute after Sergeant James Crawley arrived, you can hear him report back that an elderly gentleman at the house was, quote, uncooperative.
The gentleman says he resides here, uncooperative, but keep the cars coming.
Copy.
Then Crawley calmly asks for backup, and a moment later he reports that the man in the house has shown ID.
I have an idea of Henry Louis Gates.
You can hear a loud voice behind the officer, but it's unclear if it's Gates.
Can you give me the name of the resident, Henry Louis Gates, Jr.?
No,
the Harvard property.
In the police report of the incident, Crawley says Gates was yelling from the moment the officers arrived, repeatedly accusing them of racism. Gates disputes that account, but neither side would comment today on the tapes. Cambridge Police Commissioner Robert Haas says only that the tapes speak for themselves. And without getting specific, he said he's already drawn some lessons from the case.
All of us, including myself, when we go through a situation, we'll always reassess what we did. And always the first question I ask myself is, if I had to do it over again, what would I have done differently?
But to some who heard them, the 911 tapes only raise more questions than they answer. Dr. Dolores Jones-Brown, executive director of the Center on Race, Crime, and Justice at John Jay College, says the fact that the case ended with an arrest says less about what happened than it does about the charge of disorderly conduct.
It is as broad can possibly be. It's so subjective. It's if I feel like giving you this charge, I can.
Cambridge authorities have put together a panel of experts to study all policies and procedures in place. But even in retrospect, with calmer heads prevailing, Jones-Brown says it may be difficult to draw broad conclusions from this case.
Even when we have atrocious situations, we cannot reach a consensus on whether or not that was unjustified police behavior. And so something far more subtle as this, it's certainly going to be difficult to reach any kind of consensus.
Cambridge officials hoped today would be a turning point when people would begin to move on. But with Professor Gates and Officer Crawley due to meet together with President Obama, and with documentaries about the case and public forums in the works, even as tempers die down, the conversation continues. Tovia Smith, NPR News.